February 10, 1924. Necessity to write everything in these writings. The good they will produce. Indisputable purity, sanctity, and strength of the doctrine of the divine will. It will be as a new sun in the church, which will renew her and therefore transform the face of the earth. Abandonment in the divine volition. I was thinking to myself about all that was written in these past days, and I said to myself that they were neither necessary nor serious things. I could have done without putting them on paper, but obedience wanted it so, and I had the duty to say, "Fiat," also in this. But as I was thinking about this, my beloved Jesus told me, "Yet, my daughter, everything was necessary in order to make known how to live in my will. By not saying everything, some quality of how to live in it would be missing, and therefore the writings could not have the full effect of the living in my will. For example, on the abandonment of living in my will. If the soul did not live completely abandoned in my will, she would be like a person who lived in a sumptuous palace, and now leaned out of a window, now out of a balcony, now went down to the front door. In this way the poor one goes through the rooms just shortly or in passing, and therefore she knows nothing of the rule, of the work it takes, of the goods which are in there, of what she can take, and of what she can give. Who knows how many goods are there, and she knows nothing about it. Therefore she does not love as she should love, nor does she esteem that palace as it deserves. Now, for the soul who lives in my will and is not completely abandoned in it, self-reflections, cares of herself, fears, disturbances, are nothing other than the windows, the balconies, the front doors that she forms in my will. Am going out very often, she is forced to see and feel the miseries of human life. And since the miseries are her own property while the riches of my will are mine, she becomes more attached to the miseries than to the riches, so she will not love nor enjoy the meaning of living in my will. And since she formed the main entrance, one day or another she will go out to live in the miserable hovel of her own will. See, then, how complete abandonment in me is necessary in order to live in my will. My will does not need the miseries of the human will. It wants the creature to live together with it, beautiful, just as she was delivered from its womb, without the miserable provision she made herself in the exile of life. Otherwise, there would be disparity, which would bring sorrow to my will and unhappiness to the human will. Do you see how necessary it is to make them understand that complete abandonment is needed in order to live in my will? And you say it is not necessary to write about it? I feel compassion for you, because you do not see what I see, and that's why you take it lightly. Instead, in my all-seeingness, I see that these writings will be for my church as a new sun which will rise in her midst. And men, attracted by its radiant light, will strive to transform themselves into this light and become spiritualized and divinized, and therefore, renewing the church, they will transform the face of the earth. The doctrine on my will is the purest, the most beautiful, not subject to any shadow of the material or of interest, either in the supernatural or in the natural order. Therefore, just like the sun, it will be the most penetrating, the most fecund, and the most welcomed and appreciated. And being light, it will make itself understood and will make its own way. It will not be subject to doubt or suspicions of error. And if some words will not be understood, it will be because of too much light, which, eclipsing the human intellect, will not allow them to understand the whole fullness of the truth. However, they will not find one word which is not true. At the most, they will not be able to comprehend it fully. Therefore, in view of the good which I see, I push you to neglect nothing in writing. One saying, one effect, one simile on my will can be like beneficial dew upon the souls, just as dew is beneficial on the plants after a day of burning sun, or like a pouring rain after long months of drought. You cannot understand all the good, the light, the strength contained in one word. But your Jesus knows it, and knows the ones whom it will serve and the good it will do. Now, as he was saying this, he showed me a table in the midst of the church, and all the writings on the divine will placed on it. Many venerable people surrounded the table and were transformed into light and divinized. And as they walked, they communicated that light to whomever they encountered. Then Jesus added, "You will see this great good from heaven, when the church will receive this celestial food, which will strengthen her and make her rise again to her full triumph."